Now a look at our own business, radio, and its future. The XM Satellite Radio Company this week unveiled a new portable unit for its programming. Also this week, Apple introduced a new version of its popular iPod music player. Paul Boutin writes about these two products this week in Slate, and he explained what's new for Day to Day's Noah Adams.
First of all, Paul, let's talk about what's new about the good old familiar Apple iPod. What's the deal here?
The latest iPod adds a color screen and the ability to download photos from your computer so you can carry around sort of a digital wallet.
And that's it. That's the trick. It's got the screen. You see the pictures, right?
That's it. That, and they've upped the storage capacity to 60 gigabytes, which is more than many people's computers have these days.
Pretty pricey, though, I bet.
$500.
Okay. Now, the XM Portable Satellite Radio. Let's talk about this. A satellite radio now, Sirius and XM, you can have them in your car dash. You can take them inside the house. But until now, you've not been able to walk around with a portable receiver in your pocket. You can now do that?
Correct. It's also pricey. It's $350 and then another $10 per month for an XM radio subscription. But it gets 130-something channels and will also let you press a record button to save 5 hours of what you've listened to so you can listen to it again later.
Now, you write that you're not happy with either of these things and you would sort of like them to be melded together into some brand new high-tech version of something that would be similar to TiVo for television?
Right. The iPod offers control. You put your music on there. You only listen to what you want. You don't listen to what you don't want. But then if you're walking around and you suddenly realize you want to hear the news or I just want to listen to some oldies for some reason right now, you can't just punch a button and tune into an oldies channel. XM has a live feed. You can listen to the ball game next year. And then you can record it, play it back, but you're still stuck with what they give you, so you can't take your favorite album that they don't play and then rip it onto your XM player the way you can with an iPod. So I'd like to combine both the control and the immediacy of these two gadgets into one sort of audio TiVo that goes in my pocket.
Anybody working on that?
I'm sure they are, but right now, let's face it, you've got $400 for the entry-level iPod photo and $350 for the XM. So if they combine these right now, it'd be kind of big, and I'll bet you it would cost more than anybody would pay for it.
Final tech thing here, a brand new term for me, other people as well, podcasting. Podcasting over the internet into something that you would record. How does that work?
Podcasting is a system developed by former MTV host Adam Curry. He realized that he wanted to have radio shows on his iPod that whenever he plugs it in, he would just get the latest version of, say, you know, Day to Day, so that he wouldn't have to constantly go download things himself. So it's just an add-on piece of software that lets you subscribe to online radio shows or people who have playlists of new songs every day, like Roger McGuinn's Folk Den. And then just see a playlist on your iPod, and it would say, for example, Day to Day, and you'd press it, and there'd be the last few segments.
But to do that, you'd have to have software, and Day to Day would have to be offered to you in a podcast form. NPR does not do that right now.
That's correct. Right now, there are still only a few shows and not many of the big name ones we'd all want to get.
Right.
But it's easy enough that some people have actually started making amateur podcasts, which is another cool thing about it, that people in the Midwest are putting on shows as a pastor in Florida whose sermons are streamed onto your iPod.
There you go. Paul Boutin writes the Gizmos column for Slate. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
And thanks to Day to Day's Noah Adams for that interview.